This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, I'm sorry.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope of change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. All right, welcome into hour number two. We've got a big one for you straight ahead, and I cannot undersell this. It is impossible. The issue we're going to talk about tonight in the Ladies' Lounge with Chelsea Bowler may be one of the new, biggest, most important things that parents are going to have to deal with going forward. And if you think that it's been bad recently in different conversations that's been had about parents' rights, wait until you see a piece of a documentary that Chelsea is producing for the Independent Women's Forum. It's a very, very vital subject, and we are going to go neck deep in it tonight in the Ladies' Lounge. So glad to have you along with us, Kevin McCullough. Glad to have you. Hour number two off and running. And if you missed hour number one and everything that is being done by one company, Salem Communications in particular, to kind of impact the culture, we had a real treat in hour one. If you missed that, go back, get the podcast. We are everywhere that podcasts are at. We don't put it behind a paywall. We let you get it easily and freely. Subscribe. It comes to your inbox. And join 2.6 million podcast listeners getting the stuff that we do every single day. We're releasing podcasts every day. Kevin McCullough Radio and Radio Night Live. So good to have you with us. Now, here's a little bit of what I want to talk about before we get to a news item for this hour. I last week came to you with a very specific plea. We were three individuals away from liberating the entire slate of slaves with CSI, Christian Solidarity International, for the spring and summer. They are going to do a liberation trip. That trip is scheduled. It is, in fact, it may be underway. I'm not sure of when exactly the retrieval was going to happen, but we will know more in a couple of weeks, and as we get more stories, I'm going to bring them to you. But our goal was to have at least 96 slaves liberated in this first half of the year. And as of this week, we have crossed the threshold of 100. So you have helped us in that regard. Now, there are still another 90 or so that we need to get rescued before the end of the year. But just knowing that in such a tough year, you've helped us liberate already more than 100 women that are caught in slavery and that have no real hope outside of what we're doing here with Christian Solidarity International is really encouraging to me, and I know it encourages them in particular. Bringherhome.org is where you can go and see what I'm talking about. But basically it's this. Christian Solidarity International has been working to liberate human slaves in northern Sudan since the end of the Sudanese Civil War. And they've already helped rescue more than 100,000. None of them have been recaptured, but there are about 35,000 left still in country that need to be liberated, and it's a one-to-one negotiation every single time. It's a retriever talking to a slave master, getting the permission to bring the slave back to South Sudan, where their only crime was they were in the wrong place at the wrong time from the get-go. But when they come home, man, is there a celebration. The town, the village, the family, they all come out, they go nuts, and they say, we are so thankful for it. These women have undergone a lot of trauma. When they were taken into slavery, most of them were in their very young ages, even preteen. They have all been ritually raped, repeatedly abused, verbally, physically, sexually. And they have experienced the worst that life has to offer, really with not ever any hope that anything's going to change. But when CSI comes along, not only do they retrieve them from slavery, but they get them back to South Sudan. They give them time to recover and to recoup. If they need medical attention, they get that. If they need psychological help, they have counselors on hand. And they do everything that they can to kind of rebuild the person. And then they give them this incredible thing called the Bag of Hope. Now, I think we've got a picture somewhere. There's one. And the Bag of Hope, that's not even all there is. And that's a huge bag if you're watching it on the screen right now. But what happens is they get really a stock supply of grain, which will feed them for the coming year, seed to plant a future year's worth of harvest. They'll have tools, all kinds of gardening, fishing utensils, other things that will help them survive. And in amongst all of this, one of the things that I am most proud of is that they get a she-goat. They get a little goatlet, and that goat will be used to do any number of things, produce milk, cheese, etc. It will also give them a way of micro-enterprise for their future. They can sell goat little, you know, goat kids of their own eventually, and even support their family. Friends, this is all done in the name of Jesus Christ and the Christians that are here in North America coming together and saying, hey, we're not going to forget about you, because these women are all Christians. They have been forced to convert to Islam under duress. Many of them have been forced to mutilate their own genitals as a form of circumcision in very unhealthy and unsanitary conditions. I'm telling you, when you understand the amount of suffering that they've gone through, there's no group on planet Earth that's gone through more. And we have liberated, you and I, this family right here, we have liberated 100 of them this year with a little less than 90 to go before the end of the year. And you know, we always like to make Christmas all about giving people their life. So consider what you can do. Go to bringherhome.org, bringherhome.org, bringherhome, all one word, .org, or call 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, and help us dwindle that number down even faster. But thank you to those of you that helped us get the spring load filled up. We were able to take care of all of the women that had been identified, and now we have these remaining 90 before the end of the year. All right, coming up, we're going to talk about the gender identity crisis, and Kelsey Bowler is going to join us in the ladies' lounge. But I do want to, last week I talked a little bit about which side our administration is on. Are you ever confused, like if they're for us, the Americans, or if they're for other people? I get confused about that, and I watch this stuff like a hawk, but I'm very confused sometimes at the Biden White House if they're really for America or not. When they do things like they announced last week, they're going to sell 20 million more barrels from our strategic petroleum reserve, which was created for us to have petroleum in the event that we're at war and we can't produce anything else. That's what that reserve is there for. That's why it was created. This is the fifth time that he's dipped into it to sell it. And you know who he sold a bunch of it to? Our enemies. In the last 5 million barrels that he sold, a good fifth of those, 20% of those, went to China. China can buy Russian oil. They're one of the few countries that are okay with Russia's war with Ukraine, and they're buying their oil, and they're getting it at a really cheap price. Why did we need to sell a million barrels to China? I mean, I know Joe Biden has a lot of connections to China. His son has an office building over there or something, I think, and I think the big guy has an office for him in there somewhere. But it seems odd, does it? That they would say, of all the things that we need to do, when we're paying $4, $5, $6 out in California, $8, $9, $10 a gallon, let's sell 20 million barrels of the petroleum reserve and not make it for the American price to go down, but sell it to other people. So, see, it's those kinds of things. Now you understand why I'm a little bit puzzled, beklempt, confused. Are they on our side or not? Well, that was something that's happened a couple of times already, but then this story came along. This last week, according to Insider Magazine, the U.S. and Taliban are now negotiating the release of $3.5 billion of Afghanistan's reserves that were frozen when the Taliban retook control of the country. So just to be clear, the terrorists that we surrendered Afghanistan to, not the democratically elected government, but the terrorists that we surrendered to, dropped all of our weapons and walked out of town with our hands up. Not quite, but you know what I mean. It was a shameful exit for us. But those same terrorists, the Biden administration, is considering releasing money reserves that were frozen because of the bad behavior of the terrorists when they took control of the country. But we're about to give those same terrorists the monies that we froze. Monies that don't belong to them, by the way. These are, you know, investments that Afghanistan citizens have made. They're not the Taliban's stuff. Now, the Taliban wants $9.5 billion released. So nearly $10 billion they're asking us to give to them so that they can further enslave women and persecute people that don't believe the way they believe, etc., etc. But the Biden administration said, no, we're not going to do the 9.5, but we might do 3.5, about 30% of what you're asking for. It just seems difficult for me to understand how an American president, well, could have left Afghanistan the way he did, and now actually sitting down with the terrorists to say, yeah, let's talk about money that you can have. Isn't that weird? Doesn't that just strike you as odd? Kevin McCullough, coming right back, the Ladies Lounge, straight ahead here on Radio Night Live. You do not want to miss this. Kelsey Bowler with me next. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live, here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, so glad to have you with us. You know, here at all of my broadcasts, whether it be the Daily Show that's heard in cities across the country or the Weekend Show that's here on two television networks and many of those same radio stations, but a good deal more, I have been very specific over the last number of years to include female voices into the mix of discussion. That's why we call it the Ladies Lounge, because I feel like in the world of talk radio, you have male programmers, male managers, male PDs, male board ops, male hosts, and they're always talking about things that are geared to men aged 45 and beyond. But we're missing part of the conversation, I feel like, in much of that. And when it comes to this next subject, I think that if you're a mother or a father, you have a vested interest in paying attention to what we discuss with Kelsey Bowler, a longtime veteran of the Ladies Lounge and also a regular on the Kevin McCullough Daily Radio Show. Kelsey, I'm so glad to have you back. You gave me some heads up a little while ago about a project you were working on, and we're going to talk about it. But I want to understand the context of why you decided to start a project that has really taken you to some very interesting places and hearing some very tough stories. What's the background and the context for what we're going to talk about?
Absolutely. Well, most of your listeners are familiar with the gender ideology movement, which is encouraging children to transition socially and medically, often without parental knowledge or consent. What we've learned and what I've told through this new story is the extent to which this movement is going. This is a movement that's branded in tolerance and compassion, but in the case we're going to talk about today, we learned that a very loving mother was physically separated from her young daughter simply because she insisted that her daughter is a girl. It is tragic, and it's extremely important to understand the monumental effects that this movement is having on children, on families, on parents, and our entire country.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because this is another aspect of a story that you have been following in many other respects for a long time. I remember when we had a discussion about the girls that were running track in Connecticut, and boys were beating them in their women's division of competition. We've all witnessed the laughable joke that Leah Thomas has turned the sport of women's swimming into over the last year, competed with men for 3 years as kind of a mid-range swimmer, and then broke all records as a, quote, female while anatomically remaining male. Let me ask you kind of a 35,000-foot question here. You're a mom now. You've got two kids, and you're seeing this cultural change and shift that is happening in front of your very eyes just as you're entering motherhood. What is it about this that has been such a passion for you? Why is it so important to you?
The bond between a mother and a child, a parent and a child, is the strongest bond that exists in humankind. And it's a universal bond. It's a bond that any parent understands and can relate to. And when we have these different institutions which are working to sever that bond between a mother and her daughter, it really it's hard to imagine. I have a almost 3-year-old daughter myself, and I've been spending at least 3 months reporting out this story, and I keep looking at her, imagining myself in this situation where I am being forced to choose between lying to my daughter or being able to maintain a relationship with her. And that is what this mother that we're going to talk about today faced. That is what was before her. It's been an extremely difficult and traumatic situation. I have spent hours and hours talking with her, and every time my heart just breaks because it's a situation that shouldn't be happening to any parent. It shouldn't be happening anywhere in this country or beyond. And I think it's a story that I hope begs the question for those, you know, who haven't thought deeply about this movement. You know, is this the right approach? Is this movement really about tolerance and compassion if it can separate a mother from the child that she loves?
That is so well said, and I think every time this issue rears its head in the foray of the culture, and again, it's more in our face than ever before. I mean, I got to tell you, Kelsey, there was a piece of me that was very happy when when NC2A named the Ivy League fencer over Leah Thomas as the athlete of the year. But gender has seen the gender identity issue has seemed to kind of made everything else pale in comparison. And I might just add, they're doing it at the expense of science. They're not doing it in coordination with science. There's a story out this week. In fact, it came out on Thursday, I think, that reports an FDA-approved study that is reporting the issue with puberty blockers in teens are so bad that they're going to have to add warning labels to the drugs that the people are asking for to be able to use, because they're finding that they have everything from brain hemorrhages to all sorts of other health problems in using them. And I don't know, Kelsey, it seems like there was a point in time when public health tried to do what was healthy for the public. It does not seem to be that our politically oriented health officials have any interest in that anymore. It's about an agenda versus what is good.
Yeah, and this video that I produced is actually part of a series where I'm interviewing a handful of mothers whose daughters have fallen prey to the gender ideology movement, a couple of detransitioners, females who have been on the dark side and came out and now are warning against medically and socially transitioning young children, and also a mental health professional who explains how her profession has been captured by woke ideologues and how this culture of political correctness has basically silenced anyone who even questions the treatment of children who are questioning their gender identity. And so there's a lot to talk about today, but it's really just a small piece of this larger picture that's happening in the United States and even beyond. I want to mention also what happened this week. We saw the UK actually announced it was closing down one of its largest gender affirming medical facilities that medically transitions children. And so we have some countries, European countries that, you know, United States, Americans closely align ourselves with, they are actually pulling back and realizing the detrimental effects that medical transitioning is having on children. And yet it seems that in the United States, we are doubling down to the point that, you know, you can get banned on Twitter for using the wrong terminology.
Yeah. Well, just look at what they tried to do in Florida when Governor DeSantis tried to prevent people from talking about these issues to 5-, 6-, and 7-year-olds in schools. And he was made out to be villain number one. I'm going to take a break. Coming right back with Kelsey Bowler. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
for the second time in as many weeks, President Biden has tested positive for COVID-19. He just left isolation this week following a first positive test and his antiviral treatment. The White House says it is a rare rebound case and that the president has experienced no reemergence of symptoms and continues to feel quite well. Biden will re-enter isolation for at least 5 days. State senators in Indiana approve a near-total ban on abortion by a single vote in a rare Saturday session. The bill includes an exception for rape and incest cases if the pregnancy is less than 8 weeks post-fertilization or 12 weeks if the person is younger than 16 years old. A notarized affidavit attesting to the attack would be required in either instance. The legislation now moves to the State House. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough back with you, a very special edition of the Ladies' Lounge. Kelsey Bowler, longtime friend and veteran of the lounge, is back with us. And we have a lot of laughs about a lot of silly things when we do our radio segments from time to time. But today's no laughing matter. What we're talking about in this film, and I just want to add those of you that are watching by way of streaming or on the two TV networks, Biz TV and Salem News Channel, you're going to be able to see the full 8-minute edition of what she has produced. This is a piece of a larger documentary that she is working on in conjunction with the Independent Women's Forum and doing a very good service for those of you that are attempting to make sense of this gender identity issue and what's going on in the culture around it. I think it's going to be very instructive. Kelsey, let's talk about this episode specifically. Tell us a little bit about the mom and the context of the story.
So Jeanette Cooper is a mother from Chicago. She got divorced a few years back, and in that divorce settlement, they amicably decided that Jeanette would have custody of the couple's only child, daughter, 7 nights, 6 days a week. That was not even disputed at the time. Jeanette and her daughter had a very close, normal mother-daughter relationship. And then one day, out of the blue, after a regular custodial visit to her father's house, her daughter claimed to be transgender and said she feels unsafe around her mother, who insists that she's a girl and that she didn't want to come home. And what followed from there was really a series of family court, different types of institutions, therapists who really worked to sever the bond between Jeanette and her daughter, to the point that since that moment, Jeanette has been able to see her daughter for a total of 8.5 hours. She counts. She has all of her visitation rights with her daughter reserved. She's basically banned. She's banned from seeing her daughter, even though she lives just 10 minutes away from her. And the only way she is allowed to communicate with her daughter is by postal mail. Jeanette, you'll hear in the video, aptly tells us that people who are in prison have more communication with their children than she does. But that is what happened in this family court. You wonder how it happened. A child who claims she is transgender tells the court she feels unsafe around her mother, who loves her very, very much, but feels strongly that her daughter can handle the truth, that she is a girl. And essentially, Jeanette was stripped of all of her parenting rights and has missed her daughter's 12th, 13th, and 14th birthday. Mm-hmm. Her daughter is now learning how to drive. She can't help with that. She is missing so many monumental moments in her daughter's life. And, you know, this case really reflects how far this movement has gone to physically and emotionally separate a mother from the child that she loves.
I'm just curious. We've got a couple of minutes left before we let you go and then view the video. How did the legal system play into all of this? Because it seems like you would have to have an extraordinary level of evidence of abuse to have such harsh restrictions put against a single parent. I mean, I'm an adopted father. I know what it is to have child custody issues, and I know what it is for people that I've seen go through them. What type of, you know, evidence do they bring forward to say that she was unfit?
When a child brings forth an allegation that she feels unsafe, that is something courts do and should take very seriously. And so Jeanette understood initially the necessary response was to investigate. And so that's what the court did. And Jeanette accepted that. She accepted that the court needed to thoroughly investigate to clear her of any wrongdoing, any evidence of abuse or neglect, which is what traditionally an allegation of unsafe means. But what the left has done is twisted the definition of unsafe to now include a mother who simply insists that her daughter is a girl. And that is essentially what happened here. Jeanette was cleared in an extensive 7-month investigation of any evidence of abuse or neglect, yet the court found she lacked an understanding of the transgender identity. And Jeanette will tell you she very much has an understanding of what a transgender identity is. It is just not the understanding that the courts want her to have. The last thing I'll mention on this is this all played out in a family court situation, which your listeners, anyone who's been involved with family court knows that is a very different system than a regular court. And so, you know, that also clearly there's flaws in the family court system that enabled this to happen, but ultimately Jeanette was faced with the final decision of either entering a hearing or agree to this final parenting agreement, which revoked her ability to even see her daughter.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
575 or Landmark.
Everybody loves my baby, but my baby loves by me. No one but me.
And now back to Radio Night Live once again.
And here's an exclusive first worth to listen to Identity Crisis by the Independent Women's Forum.
She's amazing. On July 22nd, 2019, she went to her dad's house for a regular custodial visit, and she never came back. I later found out that she had told her stepmom and her dad that she was trans and she didn't want to live with me anymore. She felt unsafe. I missed my daughter's 13th birthday, her 14th birthday, and her 15th birthday. She will be 16 in August. People who are imprisoned have more communication with their child than I do. It's been 2.5 years. I can't believe I'm alive. It's a miracle.
When 12-year-old Sophia announced that she identified as transgender, her father requested that the court restrict access to her mother, who previously had had 6 days, 7 nights custody a week. In court documents, Jeanette's ex-husband alleged their daughter was, quote, no longer mentally or emotionally safe in Jeanette's custody.
Usually, Child Protective Services has a definition of what it means to be unsafe, to either be abused or neglected. There was no evidence that I had done anything like that. When they temporarily kept her with her dad for a period, I was fine with that. I thought that's what they should do. That's the responsibility of the court to investigate if a child is saying that they feel unsafe. So they did a 7-month investigation. I had psychological testing. So did my ex-husband. Hours and hours of interviews. We each had home visits, and they did interviews with other people who had observed my daughter and me together. After that report came out, I thought, surely this is going to resolve itself. Clearly, there is no finding of abuse or neglect. They didn't find anything about me that is unsafe. But the thing that I clearly am not complying with is this concept that good parenting means that you affirm a child's idea that there is something wrong with them. I'm not willing to do that. They want me to have a certain understanding that there is such a thing as a child who is born transgender and this is who they are. I don't believe that. My child is a girl. I won't lie to her or anyone else. I think that's good parenting.
To parents of transgender children, affirming your child's identity is one of the most powerful things you can do to keep them safe and healthy.
It is unfortunate that we are teaching children that a word will cause them to commit suicide. That is not how suicide works. We know that children who are depressed, anxious, autistic, have a history of childhood trauma, are more likely to kill themselves, are more likely to attempt suicide, are more likely to have self-harm. Does that mean that changing their identity, creating a new self, is the secret to get them out of their childhood trauma, to get them out of depression? That has never been true, and it is not true today. I won't do that. I'm not going to believe in a lie, and I'm not going to convince my daughter that somehow she is so weak that she cannot hear her birth name. If I say Sophia, she will still live. I promise her that I will sit there with her through her distress. I will be present in her life. I'm not going anywhere. It had been decided that something was wrong in this child's life and they needed to solve that problem because she was in distress in some way. And they needed a specific thing that they could change in her life, and I happen to be the chosen one. It is easy to say that mom is a problem and we will eliminate her, and all of a sudden everything will be fine. That's not true. The process by which she was removed and it was solidified that she would not be in my presence, that I would not have contact with her, is damage to her. It is a trauma to her. In no way should family court separate children from their biological parents without any evidence of abuse or neglect. That is wrong. It shouldn't be happening to me. It shouldn't be happening to any parent. It definitely should not have happened to my child. She is the greatest victim in this entire thing. My daughter did a normal adolescent thing. She tried something. But there were no guardrails. Nothing stopped her. I'm not mad at my daughter. I'm not disappointed in her. I'm disappointed in the adults that have failed to protect her. Nobody has sent me any of her school pictures since she left. I'm not sure why I don't deserve to get them. This is her last, that's her last school photo that I ever got. I think that was seventh grade.
I had to put all of these things away because it became unbearable. You know, you have such a emotional pull and such feelings when you look at photos of your child. And it became unbearable to feel those feelings. And so I told myself, I'm just going to pack them in boxes. I'm not going to throw them away. And someday I'll be able to open the boxes and not cry. I see that my child is at sea in a boat. She is struggling. She is in kind of tumultuous seas. I know that. I have seen that. And what I have been told is to follow her lead, to follow her in this journey. I am not willing to do that. I don't think that is good parenting. It's my responsibility not to hook my boat to hers. It is my responsibility to be a lighthouse, to be something stable that she can see, some guide that she has that will always be there, that is consistent. I still do that today, even though I have no custody of her. I have no medical decision making, no educational decision making, and no way to communicate with her other than by mail. I don't have her phone number. I know where she lives, but I'm not allowed to go there. I know where she goes to school, and I'm not allowed there either. But this is parenting. What I'm doing, even though I have no real contact with her, I am still a parent. I am still her mother. I am still parenting now.
For more information on this documentary, contact the Independent Women's Forum. Kevin McCullough.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was already I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off plus free shipping. That's 25% off plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
once again from New York. Here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for a great night. Thank you for being here. Thank you for always coming back. Now, please put your hands together one more time from the Music Spotlight stage. It's Tasha Layton.
Tasha Layton with a little word of encouragement for us tonight as we round out Radio Night Live. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you especially to Kelsey Bowler and Phil Boyce for joining us. Great conversation. Don't forget the Independent Women's Forum where you can see Kelsey's documentary. And, of course, check out all of Phil's work, Salem News Channel, SalemNow.com, great Salem radio stations across the country. Plus all the others that carry this show each and every weekend. We are grateful to you and especially grateful to UpsideApp.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.